Reading from the fifth canto, chapter 26, the hellish planets, text number 39. Shudva stulam tata sukshman. Everyone can repeat. Shudva suklam tata sukmam.
Shudva suklam tata sukmam.
Upam bhagato yati.
Upam bhagato yati.
Sule nirduktam atmanam.
Sule nirduktam atmanam.
Sanai sukmam yam na yekhiti.
Sanai sukmam yam na yekhiti.
Shudva suklam tata sukshmam.
Shudva suklam tata sukshmam.
Rupam bhagavato yati.
Rupam bhagavato yati.
Sule nirditam atmanam.
Sule nirditam atmanam.
Sanai sukshmam yam na yeti. Someone else.
Shudva suklam tata sukshmam.
Shudva suklam tata sukshmam.
Rupam bhagavato yati.
Rupam bhagavato yati.
Sule nirditam atmanam.
Sule nirditam atmanam.
Sanai sukshmam yanayeti.
Cyclic succession. Tulam gross. Tata as well as. Tukmam subtle. Rupam form. Tata the Supreme Personality Godhead. Yati a sannyasi or devotee. Tulay, the gross form, nirjitam, conquered, manam, the mind, tanai, gradually, uchmam, the subtle, spiritual form of Lord, liyam, by intelligence. Not yet. One should lead it to. Iti. Thus. Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. One who is interested in liberation, accepts the path of liberation, and is not attracted to the path of conditioned life, is called Yati, or a devotee. Such a person should first control his mind by thinking the Virata Rupa, the gigantic universal form of the Lord, and then gradually think of the spiritual form of Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha. After hearing of both forms, thus one's mind is fixed in samadhi. By devotional service, one can then realize the spiritual form of the Lord, which is the destination of devotees. Thus his life becomes successful. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. He said, Mahat Sevam Dwaram Ahur Mimukti. If one wants to progress on the path of liberation, he should associate with Mahatmas, or liberated devotees, because such association is there is a full chance for hearing, describing, and chanting about the name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of Supreme Personality Godhead, all of which are described in Srimad Bhagavatam. On the path of bondage, one eternally undergoes repetition of birth and death. One who desires liberation from such bondage should join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness and take advantage of the opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam from devotees and also explain it to propagate Krishna Consciousness. Om Arganatram Nishanjananana Slakaya Saksu Mitabhazina Tadmei Shri Guru Venamaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupaka Dhammayam Dante Swapadantikam Pancha Kalpa Chubhyascha Pipa Sindhu Evacha Harinam Bhagnevyo Vaishnevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the concluding verses of this chapter. Is this clear? Can anybody hear it clearly? Is this clear? Does it sound okay? So this text 38, we'll read text 38. In the beginning, I already described how one can progress on the path of liberation. That's in the second and third cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. In the Puranas, the vast universal existence, which is like an egg divided into 14 parts, is described. This vast form is considered the eternal body of the Lord, created by His energy and qualities. It is generally called the Virata Rupa. If one reads and adds the description of this external form of the Lord with great faith, if one hears about it or explains it to others to propagate Bhagavad Dharma or Krishna consciousness, his faith and devotion in Krishna consciousness, in spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness will gradually increase. Although developing this consciousness is very difficult, by this process one can purify himself and gradually come to an awareness of the Supreme Absolute Truth. In today's verse, well, I can read the purport. It's a short purport. That's why I chose two verses. The Krishna consciousness movement is pushing forward the publication of the Srimad Bhagavatam as explained especially for the understanding of modern civilized man to awaken him to his original consciousness. Without this consciousness, one melts into complete darkness. Whether one goes to the upper planetary system or the hellish planetary system, he simply wastes time. Therefore, Once you hear the universal position of the Vrata, form of the Lord, as described in Srimad Bhagavatam, that will help one save himself from material conditional life and gradually elevate him to the path of liberation so that he can go back home, back to Godhead. In today's verse, one who is interested in liberation, who accepts the path of liberation, who is not attracted to the path of conditioned life, is called a yati, or a devotee. Such a devotee should first control his mind by thinking of the Vrata Rupa, the universal form of the Lord, then gradually think of the spiritual form of Krishna, Sakshinananda Vigraha. After hearing of both forms, thus one's mind is fixed in samadhi. By devotional service, one can then realize the spiritual form of the Lord, which is the destination of devotees. Thus his life becomes successful. So this chapter is called The Hellish Planets. We've been hearing about the description of the hellish planets. It's not very attractive. And we no longer have to hear such things. Although Sukadev Goswami spoke it to Maharaj Preetri. Maharaj Preetri wanted to hear about the creation and how about the material world. This is required to be a Purana. The Srimad Bhagavatam is a spotless Purana, and Sukadev Goswami was a pure devotee. He had no had no material consideration. He was not in any way affected by the three modes of material nature. He was out of the modes of material nature. So Sukadeva Goswami didn't want to come out of the womb. He was in the womb of his mother for 12 years. He was an impersonalist. He wasn't a Mayavadi, but he was Brahman realized. So then Krishna came and told him, "It's all right, you can come out of the womb, you won't become material contaminated." So as soon as he came out of the womb, he left home and went to the forest. And his father, Vyasadeva, followed him. And when Sukadeva Goswami was walking by, some ladies were taking bath with no clothes on. And when they saw Sukadeva Goswami, they didn't do anything. When they saw Vyasadeva, they immediately covered themselves, because they knew Sukadeva Goswami was a pure devotee. He didn't make distinction between male and female, where Sri Vyasadeva was still in household life. So therefore, they thought it was not proper to not cover their bodies. But anyway, the point is that Sukadeva Goswami speaking Srimad Bhagavatam, and Maharaj Preetri, who was given notice, a 7-day notice of his death, renounced everything. He became fully detached from this world and went to hear from Sukadeva Goswami to achieve the ultimate goal of life, to go back home, back to Godhead. So these narrations of the different planters, this is not considered mundane, and it's all spiritual, it's all purifying for us to hear. But the hearing about the hellish planets and the punishment that is dished out by the Yamadutas is very gory, very painful to hear. And so we can hear, go through, we should be, now we'll get a little relief when we finish with this chapter. So So in this verse, there's two paths. It's describing two paths that one can follow. There's a Pravritti Marga and Nivritti Marga. Path of sense gratification, path of liberation. Most people in this material world are interested in Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. They're interested in practicing some religion just for to make a show. And in the world they were reading Bhagavad Gita about the divine and demoniac and the how people have concocted so many different religions have been concocted which aren't bona fide. And people accept such religions for sense gratification, for economic development. But very few people are actually interested in liberation or know what liberation even means. So this is the position about most of the people in this world. 99.9% of the population. Lord Maharaj says, "Punas punas chavita chavit chavananam." Because of their uncontrolled senses, persons too addicted to materialistic life make progress to hellish conditions or repeatedly chew that which has already been chewed. Their inclination toward Krishna are never aroused, either by the instructions of others, by their own efforts, or by the combination of both. And when Lord Krishna met the residents of Vrindavan and Kut, etc., he said, "One who identifies his self as an inert body composed of mucus, bile, and air, or assumes his wife and family are permanently his own, or thinks an earthen image of the land of his birth is worshipable, or sees a place of pilgrimage as merely the water there, but who never identifies himself with, feels kinship with, worships or even visits those who are wise in spiritual truths, such a person is no better than a cow or an ass." Seva Gokura. So this is the position of those engrossed in the material life. They think their place of birth is worshipable and that their family relationships are permanent. They call the family, the wife, the children, the fallible soldiers. So a man thinks that his wife, his children, his bank balance, these things will save him at the time of death. One man was in the hospital, was dying, and he was saying to the doctor, "Can you give me 4 more years? I've not finished all my plans." The Prabhupada said, "What is this nonsense plans?" And the doctor cannot give anybody even one minute. According to one's karma, one lives so many years. So many breaths, so many heartbeats are there. And when that's finished, then one has to leave his body. So the doctor cannot save a patient, the parents cannot protect the child, and a boat cannot protect a drowning man. Krishna wants to save someone, no one can kill him. Krishna wants to kill him, no one can save him. So it's the conditioned souls that are bound up in this material world. As soon as the jiva, we have minute independence. Because of our new minute independence, we choose to come into the material world. Somehow or other, we decided that we didn't want to serve Krishna, that we want to be Krishna, we want to come in the world, lord it over material nature, to try to enjoy in the material world. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says the material world is like a mine of salt. There's no salt is bitter. When you try to eat salt by itself, it doesn't taste good. So nothing in the material world can actually give one can actually give one satisfaction. Like Brahma Maharaj says, chewing the chew. They are over and over again, they're trying to enjoy in so many ways. When we go on Harinam in different cities in the world, we go to the most populated areas, which are the especially at night, the nightlife, the places where people go at night, and all you see is restaurants and liquor shops and movie theaters, rows and rows, it's the same thing. But people are constantly engaging in the same thing over and over again, trying to get some satisfaction. But it's like pouring fuel into the fire to put a fire out. It doesn't work. It's lust alone. Lust burns like fire, cannot be satisfied. And their senses cannot be satisfied no matter how many ways they try. And not only that, the more they accumulate, the more money they have, the more anxiety they're in. So one person became a devotee, and his friend, Radha Sri Sri Gauri Dai Krishna Bhava Radha Sham. His friend became a millionaire. One person became a devotee, his friend became a millionaire. And when his friend saw the devotee, he said, I think your lifestyle is better than mine. Because I got $1 million, I have everything I want, but I'm always in anxiety. I can't sleep at night, and I have so many problems, and some people who have money, they're always worried about someone stealing their money, and there are people always bothering them to take their money for donations. So this man came to the conclusion that being a devotee was a better lifestyle, but he's not willing to surrender or be a devotee. So this is the condition of those in the material world. They're bound up by hand and foot. It's like a tight, tightly bound chain, a rope, very tightly bound up. And the thing that mostly binds people is the sex life. Sex, indulged sex life. When a man and woman unite in sex, that binding force, it binds them together very tightly. And when one is bound up, it's very difficult to break that bondage. But it is another path, and this is the path of liberation, which Prabhupada talks about in this verse. It says, Mahat Seva, Dharam Ahur Vimuktas. This is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Rishabdev, in the previous verses, Lord Rishabdev told his sons, my dear boys, of all living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for the dogs and hogs that eat stool. This we see in Vrindavan. We don't see this in Western countries. But we see this regularly in Vrindavan. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activities, one heart is purified and one attains this position. He attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and continues forever. So Maharaj Rishabdev, he had 100 sons. 81 of them became Vaishnava Brahmins. 11 of them became Kshatriyas, which Bharat Maharaj was the best of all of them. And 9 of them were the 9 Yogendras, who became Paramahansas. At first they were impersonalists, not Mayavadis, but impersonalists. Brahman realized when they heard from their father, Lord Rishabhadev, they became Vaishnava. Vaishnava Paramahansas, and they are mentioned, described, and give instructions in the 11th canto. So here, Maharaj Vishakhdev says, Matseva Dwaram Ahur Vamuktis, Tatodar Dwaram Yositam Sangi Sangam, Mahamanaste Samaj Chitta Prasanta, Iman Yava Sadri Da Sadhava Ye. One who has attained the path of liberation from material bondage, one can attain the path of liberation from material bondage only by rendering service to highly advanced spiritual personalities. These personalities are impersonalists and devotees, but when one wants to merge into Lord's existence or wants to associate with the personality of Godhead, one should render service to the Mahatmas. For those who are not interested in such activities, who associate with people fond of women and sex, the path to hell is wide open. The Mahatmas are equal posts. They do not see any difference between one living entity and another. They are very peaceful and are fully engaged in devotional service. They are devoid of any anger and they work for the benefit of everyone. They do not behave in any abominable way. Such people are known as Mahatmas. And the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita described, Mahamanastu mam partha daivi prakriti mahasritaha vajantiyanya manaso yadva bhutadim avyajam. Those who are not deluded, great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature, are fully engaged in devotional service, because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Tatam kirtyanto mam yantascha dvitavataha anayascha mam bhakcha nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, those great souls personally worship me with all with devotion. So this is a definition of a real Mahatma. Prabhupada says, Mahatma, you can't rubber stamp someone Mahatma, like Mahatma Gandhi. He was very famous and very powerful man. He had so much prestige, honor. But Prabhupada wrote to Mahatma Gandhi and told him, now you have so much influence, you should preach the message of Bhagavad Gita. This will make your life successful. But he didn't actually understand the Bhagavad Gita. And he was only a Mahatma, a name only. And eventually, there was a meeting and they warned him, don't go to this meeting, it'll be dangerous for you. But he went anyway, and his own countrymen, they shot him and killed him. So, says the Mahatma, he should control his mind and gradually think of the form of Krishna, Satchitananda Vigraha. This is called Samadhi, complete perfection. So, this is required that one associate with devotees. Devotee association is very important, who we associate with. One of the pitfalls of devotional service is associate with non-devotees. So we should always stay in the association of devotees and the way to associate with devotees, if someone is more advanced than you, then you should take instruction from him. If someone is equal to you, then you make friends with him. And if someone is lower than you, lesser than you, or a new devotee, then you should preach to him. This way, we should associate with each other. Also, we should hear from devotees and speak confidentially to devotees. We should accept prasadam from devotees and give prasadam to devotees, and we should give gifts to devotees and accept gifts from devotees. This is the way of loving exchanges between devotees. So, the end, Prabhupada says that one who desires liberation from such bondage should join the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, take advantage of the opportunity to hear Sri Bhagavatam from devotees, and also explain it to propagate Krishna consciousness. So, someone is claiming to be a Christian, then if he's actually a Christian, he'll join this Krishna consciousness movement. Christians, they rant and rave, they say if you accept Jesus Christ, if you don't accept Jesus Christ, you're going to hell. But they are also don't accept Jesus. Accepting Jesus Christ means accepting his instructions. So his first instruction was, thou shalt not kill. So they misinterpret this to mean thou shalt not murder, and it only applies to human beings. But thou shalt not kill applies to all living enemies. And therefore, this wholesale slaughter of animals, slaughterhouses, slaughtering cows, is going on all over the world. And the Catholic Church has the biggest slaughterhouses in the world. Well, they're so-called Christians, but they're not following Jesus Christ's instructions, so they also have to suffer a reaction. They also are going to hell. But devotees, we're following the principles of religion, no meat, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex, and we follow strictly these principles, then the path, we're on the right path to go back home, back to Godhead. And we know the Kaya Lama Shashvatam, this material world is a place of misery and suffering. The repeated birth and death take place. So it should not be an illusion. When one is in his youth, he plays, he thinks life is very nice. When one grows up, gradually when one is young, he thinks life is very nice. But when you get older, things don't seem so nice anymore. So if the human form of life was meant for just enjoying life and sense gratification, then the older you get, the more sense gratification you can have, the more you can enjoy. But it doesn't work that way. The older you get, the less you can enjoy, and the more problems there are. So we should have no other interest. We should be a surrendered soul. Surrendered soul means only accepts with that which is favorable, rejects with that which is unfavorable. Always know that Krishna is your protector, Krishna is your maintainer. Expect the mercy of the Lord, feel oneself meek and humble. Janata peace vinichana, chora peace isna, amanina mandala kirtanya sarari. Krishna Skaraj says, we should string this verse around the neck, along with the holy name, and wear it always. By being meek and humble, by being, humility, by expressing humility, then one can chant the holy name constantly and will not be free from pride, false prestige, pratista. This is the subtle sex life, desiring profit, adoration, distinction. And these things, if one desires to have many disciples and accumulate money, these things ruins one's devotional service. So the whole idea is to become detached. 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita describes the banyan tree of the material world. And it says that no one can understand this tree, where it begins, where it ends. But with determination, one's cut down this tree with the weapon of detachment, and thereby seek that place, having once gone, one never returns, and surrender unto the Supreme Personality Godhead. So this is the what we're striving for, to become detached from anything which does not foster Krishna consciousness, detachment. But Nirbandhan Krishna Sambandha Yukta Vairagya Uchite. So we don't say you can't have material things, but whatever we have, we should use in the service of the Lord. When the Maya bodies, someone offers Maya bodies or money, they go, no, no, no. But when someone offers a devotee money or Prabhupada, they go like this. Because we don't use it for our sense gratification. Some we use that money to construct temples, to print books, to distribute Krishna consciousness. It's like in Mayapur, we're building this big temple, which requires a huge amount of money. Hopefully they'll get that money and be able to complete the construction. But it's not for anyone's sense gratification. It's for the purpose of propagating Krishna consciousness, to prove to the scientists that they're going to make the exhibit of the universal structure, to show how the universe is structured, and to show, disprove the modern scientists. Modern scientists, they say life comes from chemicals, and there's no life on any other planet. But this is foolishness, because we know from Srimad Bhagavatam, by reading this fifth canto, that there's life on every single planet. It may not be the same form as we know on this planet, but life is there. 8,400,000 species, 400,000 are human beings, which include the demigods. So there's life on every planet, and life does not come from chemicals. You take one car, you take two cars of the same make, and you cannot produce a baby car from those two cars. So you can take chemicals. We can give you all the chemicals. Prabhupada said to scientists, we'll give you all the chemicals. You produce life in your laboratory. They say that we cannot say. That we do not know. Although they're trying to do that, but they can't do that. Because life does not come from chemicals. Life comes from life. And that book, Life Comes from Life, many people read that book and get a good understanding of Krishna consciousness and become devotees. So we should practice Krishna consciousness very strictly. Now we're on the level of Vaidhi Bhakti, which means following the rules and regulations. Rise early in the morning, take bath, come to Mangala Arati, chant japa, attend the Guru Puja, attend the Srimad Bhagavatam classes. It's all required for those who are practicing devotional service, so that we will not be allured by the material energy. Maya, it says, Daivyesha Gunamayi, this material energy is very difficult to overcome. But if one surrenders to Krishna, one can overcome it. So to keep ourselves free from Maya, the influence of Maya, we have to practice Krishna consciousness very strictly. It's like when you have a park they call a car park, where people park their cars. So when the lot is full, you can't put your car in. As soon as there's an empty space, another car can move in. So if we leave some space in our devotional lives, then Maya can creep in and cause us problems, disturb our minds and senses. So we should not allow Maya to come into our lives. And if we chant the holy name in the sage, there's no other way. Harinam, 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 kevalo, kaludnas, devinas, 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 kachiranita. That the process for this age is chanting the holy name. So every day we should try to chant these 16 rounds attentively without offenses, and this will keep us in the mode of goodness and bring us to pure goodness. One is not happy in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada says, if one is not happy in Krishna consciousness, it means you're influenced by the mode of ignorance. So we shouldn't stay in the mode of ignorance. If we're not happy, we should find out what the reason is, and we should apply the process more diligently. It says we should apply Krishna consciousness. Everything we should do with great care and intention. So especially when we chanting japa, if you're feeling sleepy and you should walk, they ask Prabhupada, I'm feeling sleepy when I chant. He said you should walk like I do. You see Prabhupada in his room in LA, there's one video where he's chanting japa walking back and forth. So if you can't sit, it shouldn't be an illusion that I'm going to sit down now and chant 16 rounds without falling asleep. If you're in that illusion, and it happens every single day, then you're like rowing the boat with the anchor down. One marriage party, they got on the boat at night, and they told the boatman to row them across the river. So they went in the boat and fell asleep, and when they woke up next morning, they were still in the same place. Said, well, what happened? Boatman, we're still in the same place. He says, I don't know, I've been rowing all night. And then he looked, what was the problem? Forgot to take up the anchor. So he says, if you're sleeping during your japa, if you're not performing devotional service attentively, it's like you're keeping the anchor. You're not pulling up the anchor. You're still in the mode of passion and ignorance. So not only should you come to goodness, we should come to pure goodness. And therefore, all our senses will become illuminated, will become ecstatic in Krishna consciousness. And the symptoms will be there. Like Mahaprabhu and all his followers, they exhibit ecstatic symptoms. So if you're chanting purely, it says Krishna and Krishna's name, Krishna's non-different than his name. Naman Kintamani Krishna Shaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Krishna's non-different than his name. So if you're chanting Krishna's name, then you're realizing Krishna's in his name, then there'll be ecstatic symptoms. Shivering in the body, hair standing on the head, tears flowing in the eyes. But if there are no symptoms, despite chanting, it says in the second canto, that means one's heart is steel-framed. So if one has a steel-framed heart, this is due to offenses, especially the 10 offenses. So avoid the 10 offenses of the holy name. And the 10th offense is to think I, me, mine, and to be inattentive. So if we're still thinking I, me, mine, I'm this body, everything belongs to me, and we're inattentive while we're chanting, we're chanting the holy name, but we're thinking of so many other things, then the ecstatic senses will not be there. But if one chants purely and avoids offenses, then gradually the symptoms will come, gradually one will develop Krishna consciousness, develop his love for Krishna. So here it says that we should, it says that we should be, for the Mahatmas, the great souls, they're only interested in the two-armed form of Krishna, Satchinanda Vigraha. There are many forms of Godhead, many incarnations, but the in the Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, we should be interested in developing our love for the two-armed form of Krishna, who came 5,000 years ago and performed his wonderful pastimes in Vrindavan. So this should be our goal. We can hear about the other incarnations and celebrate their appearances. This will nourish our devotional service. But ultimately, we should be interested in developing our Krishna consciousness, becoming attached to the name form qualities of Krishna, Radha Krishna. Krishna's never alone. He's always with his consort, Srimati Radharani. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came 500 years ago to teach this, to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement and experience the mood of Srimati Radharani. So, Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, we should pray to Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, for the mercy. And without the mercy of Lord Nityananda, Nitai Parakava, without the mercy, the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, one cannot get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Without the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one cannot get the mercy of Radha and Krishna. And if one wants to serve Krishna, he has to be recommended by Radharani. She is Daivi Shakti. She is the internal potency, Adini Shakti. Therefore, if you please Radharani, then she will recommend you to Krishna. First, we must understand that Gaura Nithai and Radha and Krishna are not different. The Lord Chaitanya came as a combined form of Radha and Krishna. And through Gaura Nithai, Radha, we can obtain the service of Radha and Krishna. So in both, we're in both Leelas. We're in Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. And striving in Jiva Dharma, we can be in both Leelas in the spiritual world, Gaura Leela and Krishna Leela. So we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivastava Gaura Bhaktivinoda. We chant that before we chant japa, before we chant kirtan, but free us from offenses. And then we chant the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, this is important that we associate with devotees, especially Mahatmas, our great devotees who can guide us properly and by taking the Krishna consciousness, we'll no longer have to stay in the material world. That will help oneself save himself from material conditioned life and gradually elevate him to the path of liberation so he can go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Purpana. Thank you.